roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on C104.
All right, War of the Roses on the air. Don't forget, you can hear your old War of the Roses episodes online if you want at C104.com or through the Odyssey app, where it's up on our podcast for free. We welcome Nicole to the show. Hello, Nicole.
Hello.
So who are we putting to the test today?
My husband, Greg.
Right, your husband Greg. And why are we putting Greg to the test?
So he joined an adult softball league last month, and so a few nights a week he goes out with them. But sometimes it's a game and sometimes it's a practice, but usually whatever it is, they follow it up by going out for drinks.
I gotcha. Yeah, usually when there's any adult rec league activity, whether it's kickball, softball, it's usually just an excuse to go get drunk after.
Yeah, and you know, I was fine with that, except I didn't know that he was playing on a co-ed team. And I found out that the girls on the team are, like, younger and cute.
Aha. And I guess Greg just accidentally forgot to mention that part, or?
Well, to be fair, I never even asked him. I just assumed he was playing in a men's league.
Yeah. So he has some younger hotties on his team, and now you're worried that he's got more than just his batting average on his mind, then?
I've got, like, a bad vibe about it. I mean, what if he's on this team so he can go out drinking with these girls?
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Has he participated in sports like this before? Like, has he been playing adult softball for a while?
Not really. I mean, I think he played maybe when he first got out of college, but that was years ago.
Okay. Well, let's put old Greg to the test here. What we're going to do is we'll offer him a dozen roses that he can send to anybody he wants, and you're going to get to hear who he picks and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay, great.
And before we get started, I have to ask, are you okay with us putting all this on the air?
Sure, of course.
Okay, stand by.
Darling at random.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling to speak with a Gregory, please.
This is Greg.
Hey, Greg. My name is Tim. I'm calling on behalf of the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So, listen, the reason I was calling is to let you know we started a new program this year where we have a weekly drawing of all of our Visa card users, and the people selected each week win a little prize. Anyways, this week you are one of our winners, so congratulations.
I was a winner?
Yes, you were a winner. Congrats.
All right, well, that's pretty cool. And who is this from?
It's from the Visa Rewards Program.
Visa Rewards. I didn't even know I was in Visa Rewards.
Well, you know, actually, it's not something you have to enroll in or anything. Basically, if you have a Visa debit or credit card of any kind, you're automatically enrolled.
Oh, okay, I got you. All right, well, it's cool. So what did I win?
So for the month of June, the prize they chose is flowers. So you won a bouquet of a dozen long-stemmed red roses. Now, the reason I was calling you is because a lot of the guys who win, they don't really want roses. But they did ask if we could send them to their wives or girlfriends instead. So if that's something you want us to do with your flowers, we totally can. Or if you want us, we can just send them to you instead.
Okay, so the whole prize is just roses?
Yeah, I mean, it's little prizes because we pick a bunch of winners every month. It was either one winner gets a big prize or a bunch of people win smaller ones.
Okay, I got you. All right, so I can have them sent to me or I could just pick someone to send them to?
Yes, exactly. And we'll attach a card. We'll make it look really nice. We'll pay for the shipping, that kind of thing.
All right, cool, man. That sounds good. Let's do that.
Okay, so the first thing I need from you is I need the name of the person you'd like us to send your flowers to. I need a first and last name.
Let me think for a minute here.
Take your time.
No. So, all right, so her first name is Hannah, and her last name is...
Okay, and the flowers are going to come with a card, so what message did you want to put on the card?
I guess... Sorry about everything you're going through. I'm here if you need to talk.
I'm sorry. Why the hell are you sending roses to a person? You're freaking married. Why are you sending roses? Hello?
I'm sorry. Who is it?
This is your wife.
Why are you sending roses to another woman when you're married to me?
Hey, Greg, listen, I'm going to jump in here. You sound confused. This isn't actually the Visa Rewards program. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now you're on War of the Roses. Your wife asked us to put you to the test to see who you would send roses to.
Okay.
Why the hell are you sending her roses?
Well, she is my friend from work, and she's about to get a divorce, and she's been really depressed about it, so I thought this might make her feel better.
I'm sorry, but you don't send a divorced woman roses.
Well, I'm sorry for trying to be a nice person.
If you want to be a nice person, get her a card.
Well, they weren't giving away cards. They were giving away flowers.
So, Greg, hold on. Greg, so there was no romantic angle to this then? You were just trying to make this person feel better.
Exactly. Look, she's walking around the office looking all depressed. I thought it might make her feel better. Maybe it makes her feel good to know that somebody gives a crap in this way.
Okay. So the message on the card was, sorry about everything you're going through. I'm here if you need to talk.
No, I'm sorry, but if you're married, that is not appropriate.
I'm kind of on the fence with this one, honestly, there, Nicole. I'll tell you what, why don't we take some calls here real quick? Do you guys care? We don't do this very often. If you want, if you've been listening to everything that just happened and you have an opinion, call us at 473-1045 or you can text us at 757-1045.